Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Environmental Protection Agency is now overseeing waste removal operations in East Palestine, Ohio, nearly a month after an overloaded train derailed and spilled tons of toxic chemicals. Regional EPA Administrator Linda Shore.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments tomorrow.
The state says truckloads of waste have already been delivered to licensed disposal facilities in Michigan and Texas. The U.S. is now watching China and warning it not to help Russia in Ukraine.
CIA Director William Burns tells CBS has faced the nation. It's an open question as to whether China will provide lethal aid to help Russia.
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
On ABC, Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul said he supports increased U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
I know the administration says as long as it takes. I think with the right weapons, it shouldn't take so long.
McCaul also said it is unfortunate that the Biden administration has been holding off on sending F-16 fighter jets. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people still don't have power following a major ice storm in Michigan. WWJ's Greg Bowman is there.
230,000 homes and businesses in Metro Detroit were still in the dark, many for the third day in a row. A DTE spokesperson tells WWJ some homeowners won't see their lights back on till Tuesday. Nearly 4,000 crews are working on restoration efforts right now.
More heavy snow is expected in the Midwest tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are threatening the South. Victims' relatives and survivors remembered the deadly bombing at the World Trade Center in New York back in 1993 today that seemingly foreshadowed 9/11. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Just like the memory of the six people who were tragically killed 30 years ago, the unique spirit of New York lives on stronger than ever.
That explosion happened in an underground parking garage, killing those six people. More than 1,000 were hurt. More than 6 months after her death, Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has been laid to rest in Melbourne. Her daughter, Chloe.
She was my safe space, my guide, my biggest fan, and the earth beneath my feet. I know she's here, standing beside me and within me.
Newton-John died at 73 years old after a long battle with breast cancer. She was best known for her roles in Grease and Xanadu. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STI.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college. learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With AceYourRetirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAU.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, one thing he could do is express support for reversing the deregulation that happened on his watch. I heard him say he had nothing to do with it, even though it was in his administration. So if he had nothing to do with it, and they did it in his administration against his will, maybe he could come out and say that he supports us moving in a different direction.
He's E and then a E.
He's good.
Secretary Pete blowing him up again.
Yep, that's some 3D chess.
Don't look directly at him.
With Fugel saying,
Oh my God! There was rain outside in L.A. I had to drive a car in the rain. I had the lid off my latte and it made my foam go away.
Did you find an open Starbucks?
I found an open Starbucks, but then my foam is gone. Why, God? Why this rain? Why? Show me on the doll where they made me drive in the rain in L.A.
We had snow at the Hollywood sign yesterday.
These two have been whining to me for days. If you can drive there, the weather's going to be so awful. There's going to be weather.
Jody Hamilton canceled on us because it was too rainy for her to drive in.
Yeah. No, Travis, that's why she told you she canceled. We've wanted to talk to you for a long time about a few things. Good morning.
Good morning. You're here selling a movie, though. You said my next superhero script is about a guy in L.A. who, after a freak gamma ray accident, has the power to drive a car in the rain. It's true. I grew up in Buffalo, so I spent my entire rainy season here going, go! Just go! That's me.
I know. You made us do a show in Buffalo once, and it was great.
Right?
And we sold out Shays Performing Arts Center, and that's why we never went back, because it was so good.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Hello.
Hello.
The New York Bureau is here.
Hiya. Hiya. It's going to be a lot of handsome and romantic. Glenn Kirshner coming up. And then, thank God, Frangela's back.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You have an entire section just devoted to triggering Frangela, which is not very nice.
Well, I mean, some of it's stuff that we played earlier this week.
Tim Scott.
Found some new Marjorie Taylor Greene into Tim Scott.
Oh, Tim Scott.
Marjorie Taylor Greene on race relations, John.
What?
Is there anything more
magical? Oh, she's such
more
an
magical?
Expert.
Oh, I got 6 billion reasons why I want to hear that.
Okay.
Oh.
Too bad we're saving
you. Hear that?
Yes, that was dark.
6 billion people have come across our border under Joe Biden. Marjorie Taylor Greene informed us of that. In a world that just hit 8 billion, 6 billion of them have come through Mexico.
Wow.
In the last 2 years.
She's good at math. Okay.
Hence the line at Starbucks, I guess.
With no foam.
No foam. What kind of a god?
So, I can't wait to talk to Glenn Kirshner in a few minutes. Black Knight tweets, Jared and Ivanka have some fun decisions to make when they testify to Jack Smith's grand jury. They can't change the story they gave to the J6 committee, but they also don't know what other witnesses have told Smith, so no matter what, they could get busted for lying. Mm. Yay. Yay.
I'd rather Don Jr. get busted for lying, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he deserves it.
Yeah.
I've given up waiting for my Mueller prize in the mail. I as long as Donald Trump can ruin Ron DeSantis, that's all I care.
You know what? There's a solid wall of negativity there.
Travis is firmly in the wake me when they're in jail.
Donald Trump is never going to jail.
Donald Trump is never going to jail, but that means he can destroy Ron DeSantis. That's what we have to focus on.
Talking just to Chris, who is also a wall of negativity, but just about other things.
I feel like I'm Brando and Superman trying to warn you about Ron DeSantis, and you all don't believe me. He's going to blow things up.
Oh, no, he's awful. He's
the worst.
We still need Trump in prison.
We need Trump kneecapping DeSantis.
I'm with Brooklyn Dad Defiant, who said, I kind of love the irony that Trump called for Hillary Clinton to be investigated and locked up hundreds of times, but she's going to get to watch him get indicted while sipping wine, laughing her ass off. She was right about his traitorous ass. Oh, and also everything else.
Yeah.
Just
as long as she... How you going to die? How you going to die?
Mad about 2016. Yeah. Thank you for asking. Thank you. What did Zoe Lofgren say yesterday? Which one's buried with the documents again?
Ivana is buried with the documents.
You keep killing Ivanka.
Ivanka, sorry.
Ivanka is the one he wants to have sex with. Ivana is the one with the documents.
His ex-wife is the one who did not want to have sex with him. Ivana is the one that does. Ivanka.
Ivanka is the daughter. Ivana is the mother.
Right.
Ivana was the first Russian mole.
Got it.
To target him.
Got it. Okay. Zoe Lofgren said she was very, vague? She was very vague in her testimony.
She said the grand jury might have a way.
You know, the day your father tried to overthrow the United States government.
Who can remember these details?
You're bound to just, it's all fuzzy up there, kind of vague. But it reminded us of our good friend Julie Brown.
Yes. We love her.
Who needs to do a new version of vague, doesn't she?
Come on, get vague. Let your IQ drop while you fall.
Hilton, Kathy Lee, are as vague as they can be. Terry Hatcher, Helen Hunt, talk about two boring girls. Jesse James, Anderson Pam, personality of spam. Katie Holmes, Heidi Klum, suck the air out of every room. Ryan Seacrest, Kelly Ripa, wish their mouths had a zipper. Britney Spears loves to sing and wreck the cover of a magazine. Kirstie Alley's brain is gone. Dr. Phil gives good yawn. Sarah Palin thinks she's great. She's just cold boogers on a paper plate. Why they're famous, we don't know, but all the Kardashians have to go. Ladies with no point of view, fellas who don't have a clue. If they're stars, then you can do it. Just be vague, there's nothing to it. Vague.
All right. She's fantastic. I just got to see Julie Brown a few weeks ago. She remains hilarious.
She's a delight.
She is a delight.
She's a confection.
John. Yes. She's a comedy confection.
She is.
Yes. Much like John Fugelsang.
Oh, thank you.
John, you tweeted why Marjorie Taylor Greene's national divorce of secession would never happen and would never work. And the one way maybe it could.
That's a video that we did a couple of weeks back.
Explain.
It's all about everyone who wants to secede. I always say, why don't you just go be ignorant in another country for a while instead of formally seceding?
Why does she think that she gets United States of America? You don't get that.
We've done this
before. Magatocracy or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, they have to find a new name for their Confederate States of America. Right. I don't know what that name could be. But they'll leave, and they're never going to go because the red states, not all of them, but you know the ones, are never going to give up living off the federal teat. They're the states that take more money than they put in.
Yeah.
And plus, there's cops and soldiers who aren't going to want to give up a pension. We're not going to see this. It's going to be purple. They're going to be right-wing guys getting guns and pretending there's a war. So we pitch in the video, what if we just started Whitetopia? What if we just took a little bit of Mississippi, little bit of Alabama? You can take the whole two states if you want.
Right.
We'll take D.C. and Puerto Rico.
Sure.
We're good.
Sure.
Or just take a little piece of those two, and then all the Trumpers can move there.
Oh.
With all the guns, all the drugs, regulation.
Yeah.
Like that job-killing regulation that almost kept that train from derailing, thank God. Put them all there, then we install cameras.
Yeah.
And then we turn them on. It's pay-per-view. And that's how we pay their foreign aid to Whitetopia.
Okay.
And they all live down there. And then we can build that wall.
You're a problem solver.
And Trump gets to be supreme ruler for life.
You're a problem solver.
I fixed it all for you.
Secretary Pete, God bless him, right? Nobody's better at that. Just shooting down these talking points.
Well, it's like 3D chess he's playing there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I even Fox News. John, what is happening at Fox News? Is it the Dominion suit? They are reporting that it was Trump who, rolled back the safety regulation.
Fox has gone all in on Ron DeSantis. As I keep warning you from the wilderness, they have thrown Trump off the side of the parade float. They're going all in for DeSantis. The Senate is going all in for DeSantis. The Republican establishment is going all in on Ron.
Yeah.
It's going to be all Rhonda all the time. And that's why we get to buy popcorn and watch Trump and Rhonda tear each other apart.
Brian Tyler Cohen said, holy Fox News just acknowledged on air, regulations regarding train safety were changed under Trump. This particular railroad and others lobbied Trump to dismantle an Obama-era rule that would have required railroads to update their braking systems. What? How does? What's the disconnect on the Fox viewer here? Right? I mean, pardon me.
Sorry, that was me. I know I smell
like
Kettle
Racing. You know what? You're a busy man. If you need to do a hernia test now, you go ahead.
No, well, Travis said it was a hernia test. I didn't understand. I mean, he offered it to me.
No.
I didn't think it involved that, but yeah.
You're fine.
No, I mean, this is the job-killing regulation they talk about, yeah. Right? Like, yes. Like that giant plume of poison air above Palestine, Pennsylvania, is big government getting off of businesses' back.
Yeah,
just
Ohio.
Like when your tap Ohio. Water catches on fire, just like when there's oil on the beach.
Yeah.
It's big government finally backing down, folks.
Yes. Joe said, tweets, fun fact, Donald Trump never once visited the site of a train derailment while he was president. He did go to North Korea, though, but do go on about how President Biden went to Ukraine instead of East Palestine, blah, blah, blah.
Palestine,
pardon me. I think there was over, what was it? What did I read? 4,000? Oh, yeah, here it is. Ron Filipowski said maybe instead of handing out Trump water and buying Big Macs, Trump or his transportation secretary could have visited the site of one of the 4,000-plus train derailments during his presidency or done something like pass an infrastructure bill to fix the problem. I mean, it's...
More headlines Fox News will never hear.
That's what I'm saying, but this is how I'm not exactly certain how you deal with our mainstream media who report whatever.
It's ridicule. Like,
what did Eric Bollard always say? What are Republicans mad about today?
Yeah.
And they don't put it in context and go, Donald Trump didn't go to one of the over 4,000 train derailments in his presidency, even the fatal ones.
Right.
So the fact that they go 24/7 with Biden's didn't go to the train
it's
thing.
It's a white grievance machine. Right. I mean,
and
whatever.
Secretary Pete needs to be fired. Nobody ever said Elaine Chao needs to be fired for not. Yeah.
Do you understand, Stephanie, that there are trans children in this country right now who want to play sports?
Yes.
And Donald Trump and Rhonda said that they're here to keep us safe from trans children who want to play sports.
Thank you for focusing me on
your
the real
401k,
problem.
Your health care, your student loan debt doesn't matter. There's trans children who want to play sports. You should be angry about this and vote for the politicians
if you weren't
do something.
At the same level of outrage about your latte in the rain, I would take you more seriously.
And that's it. It's all umbragegasm. That's all the GOP has to offer. They have deregulation of tax breaks for millionaires. Non-millionaires get umbrage.
Yeah.
That's the game.
You tweeted the CEOs who cut your salary and benefits, bought off your politicians, poisoned your air and water, outsourced your jobs, remind you that unions are the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that has been another one of the sort of neat tricks they've pulled, right? The reason we have today's Friday, the reason we have the weekend off is unions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and on and on.
But like, you know, well, there have been corrupt unions in the past, but there have also been corrupt CEOs, and no one's saying we got to ban CEOs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unions have always been the strongest voice working people have had.
I'm sorry you had an awkward flight out here. You said the nice guy next to me on the flight just offered to switch seats so I could sit next to my family. Oh, they paid extra to have someone sit in between us so they don't have to be near me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he didn't realize it was a joke, and the flight is really tense now.
It was really awkward, yeah. That's my life. We flew to L.A., and then we flew from L.A. to Tucson, mm-hmm. then Tucson back to L.A. last night. Because we don't want to have a real vacation where you rest, you know?
No.
And then fly back tomorrow, and then I have to fly Sunday to Denver for a funeral, then fly back Monday.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so I'm that's okay. I just want to see how many times I can watch Top Gun Maverick on a plane. That 5-inch screen is really how you need to see the film.
It's a really good way to do it.
There's layers you missed.
If you can't watch it on your phone, watch it on an airplane screen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's a pretty flight in over the bay, though, in Denver. So mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. We love you, Denver! City by the Bay!
Oh, Frangel and I can reminisce about me making them do the entire Total Eclipse of the Heart.
I think I was here 3 weeks ago, and your puppies have doubled in size since then.
Aren't they ferociously huge?
Yes. They're very cute.
Okay. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CBDistillery.com. John, you need to calm down.
I know.
You know what? Everyone in L.A. needs to take this when it rains
so they
can drive and we can get to work.
Calm down, L.A.
Better sleep, less stress, more calm, pain relief, especially after physical exercise. That's me. Mm. Better energy, mm-hmm. better focus and concentration. I refused, as you know, my big lie. I'm committed to the big lie.
Oh.
I continue to ride my bike 30 to 40 miles uphill every weekend. I make no concessions.
What's
to
the big
age.
Lie there?
And then what happens? I need my CBD relief stick.
And so do the people who spend time with you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
CB Distillery has over 2 million satisfied customers. It's the source we trust, right, Tincture Twins?
Travis, under my tongue.
Cocktails.
Under my tongue.
Okay. I'm just saying, really, if you look at the CBD
Tincture
cocktails
Twins
on,
my favorite
on
thing
Instagram.
Ever.
Okay. Just saying.
It's how I deal.
Let me get you on the right path with my 20% discount. Go to cbdistillery.com. Type in my name, Stephanie, for your discount. No prescription required. That's cbdistillery.com. Promo code Stephanie for 20% off. cbdistillery.com.
Next to food and music, this is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinovite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynavite for dogs by using code DOG at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Wow, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Uh-huh.
Stephanie Miller.
Look directly at the John Fugel sign. Hello, John.
Hi.
John tweeted, I like going to classic rock shows because I enjoyed being the youngest guy in the audience, and my wife likes going to classic rock shows because she enjoys seeing only long lines for the men's room. See,
that's
everything
is.
Old is new again.
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
it's worth,
used to be
that's
the
worth it, ladies.
And now you're all the guys in that fishing boat commercial. You have to pee too frequently.
Oh, yes, that's me. Yeah. But let's talk about my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
Okay, good. I've been wanting to speak.
Yeah.
Speaking of bathrooms, you said transgender bathroom hysteria brought to you by the party of Dennis Hastert, Josh Duggar, Roy Moore, and Larry Craig. Yes, it does seem like...
That's all they got.
Yeah.
Wheel of right-wing hypocrites!
It is amazing. They just sort of erase that part of their history.
Well, that's why we are here at the very simple nursery rhyme. More Republican senators have been arrested in public restrooms than trans women. Isn't that easy? Remember? More Republican senators.
That is a fun fact.
But that's what they got, right? They don't have, they're not going after Muslims. You know, they still have undocumented immigrants, but now it's going to be trans children for the next year. Every generation finds a new scapegoat, a new marginalized group to beat up on when they pretend they're Christian. And trans kids have got it. It's theirs for a while. And that's what they're going to run on.
Anita in San Antonio, you are on with John. Hi, Anita.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, everyone. Ideally, Trump will not be indicted or arrested until after, the Republican primaries.
That's beautiful.
Because he's not going to let anybody get the nomination but him.
I know.
He will burn that party down. He doesn't care about the Republican Party.
Don't forget Travis and I's dream. We still can dream a dream that he runs third party from prison.
That would be
John
that would
orgasm.
Be perfect.
Can you say that slower? Can you say it slower?
Remember what Lindsey Graham said? If we nominate Donald Trump, he will destroy the Republican Party and we will deserve it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I think that might come true.
I'm just saying we need to get out of the way and let him do it. Yeah. You know what he's doing right now? He takes a bit of Ron DeSantis' clothing and he rubs it under Christy Noem's nose so she'll have the scent, and then he lets her out of the kennel and she goes to attack him.
I didn't know that, John.
That's actually true.
You tweeted about the, how did you say it, the incredibly weak trolls mocking the public strength of John Fetterman. Where was this tweet? We live in a country where conservative policymakers attribute gun violence to mental health issues, homelessness to mental health issues, excuse police violence when the victims have mental health issues, and also ensure that treatment remains unaffordable. And George Conway said, meanwhile, those same people attack someone who seeks treatment for depression while they pretend that a certain narcissistic sociopath was fit to control the world's second biggest arsenal of nuclear weapons. I mean, the hypocrisy just for days. Right?
We did a whole segment about this on the show and on the podcast we do. I can't imagine John Fetterman doing anything in his Senate career that could have the impact that his public announcement had. There are men who will be less afraid to ask for help because of the brave example John Fetterman set, and these cowards, these unmanly little bitches who hide their names and faces on Twitter to go attack his manhood when the guy had a stroke and kept on running for Senate after a stroke. The good people of Pennsylvania said, you know what, we'll take Fetterman with a stroke over Dr. Oz on his best day.
Yeah.
And then he could have lied. He could have said, oh, I'm exhausted. Oh, I've developed a dependency on painkillers. He could have said anything, but he said, no, I'm going to get treated for depression because I had a stroke and I'm recovering.
Right.
Yeah.
And we will never be able to measure how many lives that might have saved.
Yeah.
There have been other senators who have sought treatment for depression. I don't know of any who did it publicly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. Omar Rivero tweeted, woke liberals, because I know, what is that Ron DeSantis' slogan? Is woke, Florida's where woke goes to die?
That's what the sleepies say, yes.
Yeah.
The comatose mock the woke.
This is just, this could be our slogan for sexy liberal. The next, I don't know, we haven't talked about the next iteration, but I wore this for you, my
thank
sexy
you.
Liberal
the cancel woke snowflake tour.
Woke liberals ended slavery and got women and black folks the right to vote, created Social Security, lifted millions of seniors out of poverty, passed the Civil Rights Act, the Clean Air Act, the Clear Water Act, and Medicare. Conservative patriots opposed every single one. That's what is happening. What is? Am
I don't know.
Am I doing a hearing test? What's going on?
I don't know. I hear that too.
The following is a test.
That's outside. That's in your house.
Oh.
Ruh-roh. Okay. Oh, is that a flood alert? Let's go. Let me go check. 29 minutes after the hour. Glenn Kirshner next.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Nearly a month after a fiery train derailment in Ohio, the federal government says safety is still the number one priority as it continues cleanup. Tom Sivaks with FEMA.
We have 49 personnel on the ground to support the federal effort. Our top priority remains to support and work with our local, state, and federal partners.
Norfolk Southern resumes operations tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin refuses to withdraw his troops from Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns was on Face the Nation.
Putin, in many ways, I think, believes today that he cannot win for a while, but he can't afford to lose.
New Yorkers are remembering those lost in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Senator Chuck Schumer.
February 26th shook our sense of security here in New York. And of course, though we didn't know it at the time, the bombing presaged a much deadlier attack 8 years later.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the lie the Democrats want black people to believe so they can keep the black vote. That's what all of this is about. They want black people to believe that white people are racist and Republicans are racist and President Trump is a racist so they can keep the black vote. If anything, they're trying to keep the black people in a modern day form of slavery.
There you go.
It's a slavery system to keep their vote. It's all about control.
Just a little preview of our new series, Triggering Frangela. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene. We'll play that again in hour three. Mm. Okay. John, your thoughts?
Congratulations, MacGyver, on stopping the piercing Yoko Ono tone.
Oh, yes, thank you. We are presently. Oh, no, wait. Looks like internet is back. Do you guys get it?
It's back, but we're not connecting to servers.
Okay.
Sorry, folks. This is what happens when it rains in L.A. That's on me. I made fun of it. This is what happens.
Exactly.
John, I think you tempted fate.
This is weather.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. William in Toronto, you're on with John. Hello, William.
Hello, John. Hello, Stephanie. Listen, I don't want to make fun of people from L.A. in the snow. Yeah. Because I'm about 45 minutes away from Buffalo. And I'm used to snow as well. Mm. But if there was a little 3.5 rumbler, I would need new pants, new shorts, and
great
I would
point.
Probably shake more there than Bonnie and Clyde would in the snow.
Great point.
There you go.
That happened to me last time I was here. We had the earthquake at like 2 in the morning last time I was in town. I'm like, oh, I'm home.
Yeah.
It was so comforting.
Yeah. By the way, tiny little dogs in the rain, that's the fastest U-turn you'll ever see. They were like, time to go potty outside, you know. Just, yes.
Glenn is going to be joining us at the top of the hour. We'll get some of our technical issues resolved.
Okay. Very nice.
If we get them resolved.
All right.
I think they're resolved.
I mean, the phones are working.
I just unplugged it and plugged it back in.
Yeah.
That was my contribution. Okay.
This is where I should say that tonight on the show on Sirius XM, I'm joined by Eugene Levy.
Ooh, that's exciting.
Yes.
That's exciting. We've played God Loves a Terrier many times because they're Shorkies, you know.
Yes, they're
Shih Tzu Yorkies.
Or
Shih Tzu, as I like to say.
You're allowed to.
But Chris doesn't like it.
The FCC allows that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say she puts the in, you know,
yeah.
shoe.
Okay. Listen, I'm thrilled that Marge is talking more. I mean, please. Yeah. Like, it's great. Everything she just said is what the Republican Party does to non-millionaire white people. The Republican Party keeps non-millionaire white people on their plantation by a steady diet of umbrage and fake religion. So I just feel like, you know, we have a Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have a George Santos. We have a Lauren Boebert.
Yeah.
I want them on that wall. I need them on that wall. They should be the most famous Republicans, and they should speak for the entire party.
By the way, in answer to your question, do they have no shame, which those several people you just mentioned should tell you that no, they don't.
They don't.
We have a new brand of McCarthyism. It's Kevin McCarthyism. Have you seen this?
Enjoy it while it lasts.
What is it, the right-wing group that just sent out Travis? They're basically trying to blackball anyone that worked on the J6 committees.
Yep.
They're naming their names. And Kevin McCarthy, meanwhile, is fundraising off of releasing all 40,000 hours of January 6th just to Tucker Carlson.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He literally sent out a fundraising email looking to cash in on his decision to release
this
footage.
Desperately thirsty this wisp of a man is.
Yes. The subject line is, regarding Tucker Carlson's January 6th footage. Oh, that's weird, John, because I would have thought it was the American people's footage, but apparently it's just Tucker Carlson's.
No. America works for Fox.
Yeah. And McCarthy's email reads, you deserve the facts, all of the facts. Oh, I see, as filtered to you through Tucker Carlson. It is in the public interest to know everything that happened that day, not just the narrative that Pelosi's partisan committee wanted you to see ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. Oh, my God.
Wow, he's so scared. This guy is terrified.
Then he said, would you consider chipping in $5, $10, or $25 to help House Republicans keep delivering on our commitments to America? Your commitments to see Hunter Biden's... Is that pretty much the only commitment?
He's literally fundraising off of January 6th. That's how desperate and lost this...
Yes.
Calling Kevin McCarthy an empty suit is an insult to Men's Warehouse.
Tucker Carlson, just to FYI, if you've just tuned in, has been a leading figure on the hard right, promoting the idea that the J6 attack at the U.S. Capitol was an inside job meant to act as a pretext to weaponize the federal government against Trump supporters.
It was Democrats who wanted Trump to have another term, people. That's all it was.
So he's given all the footage to a guy that's already reached a conclusion that will then selectively edit, or God knows what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. They won't be showing the footage of, them beating police officers with Trump flags and gouging their eyes out.
McCarthy did this so they won't beat him up. That's right. The only reason it's done. He's so thirsty to be slightly popular with people who want to kill him. It's called Mike Pence syndrome.
Yeah.
So he will grovel before people who hate him to try to keep his job.
Yeah.
Enjoy the indignity, folks. Stop and smell the desperation. It's going to be like this.
Okay. By the way, Andrew Wertman with a good question. What the is the purpose of a debt ceiling that needs raising every few years to simply approve funds it's already authorized and spent? Raise it, then abolish it because it's needless and just gives irresponsible fascists a tool to blow up the economy. We go through this every single time.
Right? Not every time. Yeah. Reagan did it 18 times.
Oh, I'm sorry. When there's a
Bush did
Republican
it seven
in
times,
the White House.
Trump did it 1873. Never forget.
Yes. Oh, by the way, we were speculating yesterday, Donald Trump's, who knows the McDonald's menu better than McDonald's employees?
Mm-hmm. I got.
For some reason, some people seem to think that's a good
important
thing.
Important fact, sure.
Oh, so we were, for some reason, Chris, you and I both had our photographic memory for what his order was.
Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, large fry, and a vanilla shake.
Yes, and I said, how many calories is that? And you said?
11 billion.
Okay, you were only slightly off.
Okay.
Chicago Goy tweets, Big Mac equals 563 calories, Filet-O-Fish 379, vanilla shake 480, large fry 378. That is a total of 1,800 calories per meal. I knew someone would do the math.
But I swear to you, my colon has seen no obstruction. No obstruction, folks. There was no obstruction at any time. I want gravy.
Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, John.
Good morning.
I just want to say, first of all, I have another point to make, but I just want to bring to everybody's attention that our Jewish friends and neighbors are on high alert because tomorrow there is this National Day of Hate. So I just, if we can, reach out to our Jewish friends and neighbors and show some love.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the protests in New York, you know, with the
at parade.
The play. But also, this is who tweeted this? Leave our country. Go back to Israel. Heil Hitler. sir, do you think you should be put in an oven? These GDL Nazi animals have been terrorizing and targeting Jews and Jewish communities with impunity. Police are refrained from doing anything. This needs to be stopped. Rick Wilson said, happening in Florida now in 2023. It's not trolling. It's not street theater. They're Nazis. How about instead of marginal and frequently imaginary stop woke horse, we focus on stopping the Nazis. Thank you.
Yeah. This is why we sell that bumper sticker called Make Racists Embarrassed Again.
Yeah.
Sorry, Karen.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, and that's okay. And we know that they're violent. So, I mean, this is deadly serious and nothing to take lightly. And so, you know, seriously, if we can do anything to help them out and, you know, show that they are loved and supported, I think that we need to, you know, make that attempt. But, you know, speaking to John, what you were saying about Donald Trump and not expecting him to spend a day in jail. And, you know, I do think that we have to temper our expectations a little bit.
Yeah, I think he'll be indicted.
I believe he'll be indicted. And I do believe he may be convicted. But you know what? Our justice system is such that, like, people who violently storm the Capitol get 41 months, right? Yeah. And then people who are peacefully protesting the killing of George Floyd,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
They end up getting, you know, massive law enforcement.
Exactly.
Shot with rubber bullets, bear sprayed. And then you have the yahoos in the villages who get community service. Meanwhile,
exactly.
A black woman who was convicted for, you know, election or voter fraud, right? She's serving 6 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you know, we do have to be careful with hoping for 2 months.
History will record the history of our times and not the talking points right-wing media gave white people.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly right. And, yeah, but he does not have another good day left. So, anyway.
No, he doesn't.
You guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. Love you, honey.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, we were talking about the Parade is the Broadway show. The producer and star of Parade, the Broadway musical about an anti-Semitic lynching in Georgia a century ago, condemned a small neo-Nazi demonstration that took place outside the show's first preview performance on Tuesday night.
Nazis upset about musical theater. That's what it's come to, folks.
Yeah.
Those are our fascists.
It's springtime.
Oh. Of all the musicals they could have protested.
The show centers on the story of Leo Frank, a Jewish factory manager in Atlanta, who was convicted in 1913 of raping and murdering a 13-year-old girl, responding to an outcry about whether Frank had been wrongly convicted in a trial tainted by anti-Semitism. The Georgia governor commuted his death sentence. Months later, he was lynched by a mob. the producer and star said, if there's any remaining doubt out there about the urgency of telling this story in this moment in history, the vileness on display last night should put it to rest. I mean,
Leo Frank posthumously pardoned under President Reagan, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
They leave that part out, our right-wing friends.
But here we go. We've been talking about this Ohio couple accused of running a Nazi homeschooling network are speaking publicly, saying their actions were just extra fun and wholesome. They ran a now-deleted Telegram channel with over 2,500 members that added Hitler quotes, anti-Semitic themes, white supremacist ideologies into their math lessons and homework assignments. The chat was so wholesome, one of them said, it was mostly homeschooling moms that were lifting each other up when things got difficult.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They have a Nick
difficult
Fuente
meaning
scholarship.
Like there's too many brown kids exactly. in school with your kids. Yeah. The Lawrences slammed the media for cherry-picking the racist aspects of their... Don't you hate that when the media cherry-picks Nazis?
Hate when they go after the swastika at my Nazi school.
Saying they were just fun extras. We were deliberately made to look very unappealing, she said. That's...
Yeah.
Okay.
What kind of a Nazi would shut down my Hitler school?
Right. Thank you. Thank you, yeah. John. Exactly my point.
Kanye West has already started a scholarship, folks. I mean, they'll be back. I love when the party of Nick Fuentes is upset about anti-Semitism. Huh?
Did he? Oh, he got. He's on the no-fly list.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did I see that?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. He said he was just kidding when he threatened to strangle a flight attendant who asked him to put a mask on. And apparently, the flight attendant did not take kindly to that kind of humor.
I heard the airline bathrooms were complaining about the stench from Nick Fuentes, and that's why it happened.
I didn't hear that. Okay, and here's my favorite big bag of rats story. Republican bag of rats. Fight, fight, fight.
All awful.
You're all equally awful. Lindell TV is suing Kevin McCarthy over the J6 tapes only going to Tucker. Quote, Fox News will get to put out whatever they see fit. We don't even know what they're filtering. Really? Fox is going to be the filter to the world? Not going to happen on my watch. Wow.
Oh,
I agree with my pillow guy. My pillow guy is right. Fight, fight, fight.
It's just the beginning. Trump versus Rupert, folks. It's just beginning. I know when it's Trump versus Giuliani, then we can pop the popcorn. Yeah. But Trump versus Rupert, it's foreplay.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
We're going to talk to Glenn in a few minutes, though. But aren't we at the point where they're going to start throwing the kids and him are going to start throwing each other under the bus one way or the other?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I don't think they're going to go after Jared and Ivanka. I just don't think anyone cares. Those two are going to skate.
Oh, I disagree. John is just my human blocker, always.
Look,
human buzzkill.
I was pitching a TV series about Jared, but How to Get Away with Murder was already copyrighted.
Okay. All right. Clint Kirshner in just a few minutes. Have our little bugs gone away?
No.
Yeah. No?
Oh, no.
Well, okay. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by American Cruise Lines. I think we're ready for vacation early, aren't we?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Our internet took one.
Okay. We could probably take a cruise just on this street with the amount of water that we're...
That's going to... We're supposed to get 3 inches of rain today.
Wow. Okay. Well, if you want intentional water, American Cruise Lines has a cruise for you.
Multnomah Falls.
There's
going to be Multnomah Falls right outside your house
today. Outside my house. But if I want to see the real one, I can go on the Columbia and Snake River Tour with American Cruise Lines. The scenic landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, Columbia River Gorge. It put the gorge...
It's gorgeous.
In. Gorgeous.
Yes.
What?
Columbia Liver Gorge?
Yeah, listen, just try to follow along.
It sounds
in the steps
amazing.
Of Lewis and Clark. Wee, look, come aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats.
Cruise in America.
There you can go anywhere you want, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, you name it, right?
You can tell limericks in Nantucket.
Yes, yes. Or just relax on your private balcony as their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Well, spring is in the air. That can only mean one thing, spring grilling. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. 50% off site-wide. Grab all of your favorites like perfectly aged tender steaks, ocean-fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air-chilled chicken, decadent desserts. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com, type in my promo code Stephanie at checkout, you'll get an additional $30 off your order. I've had Omaha Steaks with my sister, cooked up some burgers for my girlfriend. It is the perfect way to get fired up and into spring with something special. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie. Take advantage of this deal. Omaha Steaks ready to ship your order right away. You're going to want to hurry because 50% off site-wide is only happening for a limited time. Don't miss out on your chance to save. It's an incredible amount of food and incredible amount of quality. Omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie. Get an additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required. That's omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
I'm not going out in this rain. No. Thank God my food comes to me.
Yes.
You save time, you save money. All those farm fresh ingredients delivered right to your door, pre-portioned, easy recipes. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Like 15 minutes and bam, there's my falafel power bowl. What?
What was that cheesy stuffed hamburger that you,
yeah.
That sounded so good.
I don't, there, it's 40 recipes to choose from every week. Southwest pork and bean burritos. You can choose from fit and wholesome, family friendly, quick and easy. You can upgrade to organic everything if you want. You can swap out your proteins or sides, eat well and save money with HelloFresh. Skip meal planning with convenient home delivery. 7 days from the farm, bam, to your door. Hello, ding dong, sign up today. 65% off plus free shipping with the code StephanieM65 at HelloFresh.com. The code is StephanieM65 at HelloFresh.com. 53 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang is here, and he is so, you know, electric,
Hello
as they
Fresh.
Say in the song,
that
we've lost internet, something,
something.
Whatever. We'll talk to Glenn Kirshner in just a few minutes.
Were you referencing the electric slide?
No, it's some new song the kids are listening to.
Oh.
Glenn can fix the internet, though. I'm looking forward to
that. Yes, yes, he can.
He has all the answers.
He can do anything. Okay, in other Nazi news, that's what that's how we roll in 2023.
Yeah.
I just did a whole Nazi segment.
There was a whole Nazi staff yesterday.
Yeah, I did see that coming.
This is what Rick Wilson was talking about, a group of neo-Nazis in Florida that we were talking about in New York harassing the Broadway play. A group of neo-Nazis in Florida yelled Heil Hitler and harassed Jewish residents during a stage protest during the weekend.
Yep.
It comes a week after the DOJ said a man in L.A. allegedly shot two Jewish people here coming out of a synagogue. Thank God they were not killed. Yeah. Yeah, the founder of the neo-Nazi group is heard yelling Heil Hitler Jew to a man walking near a Jewish community center. One group member even brought her two children along to get involved. Isn't that nice? You look like a horse. Look at the horse face on this Jew, yelled one man to another man in his car. Are you Jewish? Leave our country and go back to Israel, said the man to the other man in the vehicle.
He supports Israel.
That's nice.
They only support Israel because they believe God's going to blow it up. Yeah.
Don't tell them the ending of the rapture.
The
yeah, it's
the
true. It's
is.
Only if you don't do a spoiler alert about the end of the rapture.
You know, I mean, I've said it before, but America is an old couch, and Donald Trump was the black light.
Yes.
And there's lots of nasty stains that have always been here, but now they are shining bright.
Ew. Bill O'Reilly wrote a novel about that.
Ew. Don, no, don't. Don in California. Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to rainy California, John.
Thank you.
Look, two things. The crafty meal that you guys were talking about earlier, you forgot about the main ingredient, and that's the bag of ketchup they asked for at the takeout window when you go through. You know, it's like the last thing. Hey, give me some ketchup with that.
Right.
So baby can throw it against the window. We got to count the calories and all that. And Stephanie, for... Valentine's Day, I barbecued a filet for my wife, too. We threw in some lobster tails, but don't let anybody tell you that's wrong, because, man, it was great.
Oh, well, yeah.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Isn't being homo and eating shellfish wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to the Bible?
You're double abominable.
Yeah. It's yum and extra yummy, all of it. Okay.
It's a Leviticus morning.
Yeah. By the way, Donald Trump is that punchline that he eats that whole meal. That's, what do we say, almost 2,000 calories, but then he has Diet Coke.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, I mean,
doesn't count.
Okay, this was the story I was talking about real quick. A Trump ally group is demanding, this is the new McCarthyism, it's Kevin McCarthyism.
Yes.
Pay attention, people.
Yes.
They're demanding in a new letter to Congress that Hill staffers and their colleagues should ice out any staffers who worked on the House Select Committee on J6, cutting off anybody who helped work on that investigation. They can't play in any of their reindeer games.
Wow, that's going to make life better for white people.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
The letter lists the name of former committee staffers and their titles, along with their new employers and links to their firm's clients, all of whom they urge to blacklist.
Mm-hmm. Sedition caucus.
Yeah,
That's it.
I mean, but with Tucker Carlson's help, they're literally going to try to rewrite history. And it's... okay.
Yes.
Tracy in Mesa is a big fan of John. Who isn't? Hello,
Hi, Tracy.
Hey there. I'm admittedly slow to grasp technology. I was the last person with a cell phone, last person on the internet. I joined MySpace just in time for it to be overtaken by Facebook.
Well done.
So. But... I got to tell you, John, I lost my podcast virginity to you a couple of weeks ago. I listened to the episode with Timothy B. Schmidt.
Oh, hope you like it.
And it was awesome. And I'm sure everybody in the basement there, including Bonnie and Clyde, are tired of hearing this, but I'm a singing bass player who possesses what I call the sting gene, which Tim has, play bass and sing. And
Roger Waters, Paul McCartney, there's a few,
Well, but there's a bunch of them. Jack Bruce, Geddy Lee. Hey, real quick, I've been wanting to ask you for a while. About 20 years ago, I read a book called Washington Goes to War by David Brinkley.
Okay.
Had you ever read it?
I haven't.
We got about 10 seconds left.
Okay. It was with all the craziness in Washington, read it sometime because it tells how Washington started out as like a cow town and then kind of grew up during World War II.
I will.
It sounds like they're regressing.
All right. Glenn Kirshner next.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's not a-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.